Welcome to the Bonnie Barnes Show. In this podcast, patient wife, boy mama, and star on the rise will give you a glimpse into her glamorous and chaotic world. Saddle up and hold on tight. Here's your host, Bonnie Barnes.
Do you like my nails?
Ruby red.
You copied
like my
me.
Friend Lauren.
I'm flattered.
She influenced me. Because I saw her nails. And even John was like, she's got some really cool nail. You know, so I was just like, well, can't beat him, join him. So
I got flattered.
My nails on. Yeah, I just went over to... actually, I don't want to name drop the place because it was rather dirty, filthy. So I don't even want to get there. I think I got some kind of infection in my foot. That's such
really?
A bummer. Yeah, that's such a bummer because when you get like a toe fungus, that never goes away. That's like...
Oh, it's a fungus. I was going to ask, maybe they got under the nails. You know how sometimes they cut your nails like really short?
Yeah.
And they like rip them.
Yeah, that's basically what they did. But I'm thinking... You know, fungus is worse than a lot of diseases, Lauren, because sometimes they have to amputate the nail, they have to remove the toe to the knuckle, the whole nine yards. But I'm going to just pray on the fact that that's not what happened. I'm not wearing my cross today. I had it cleaned after Sunday because I felt it needed to be cleaned.
Cleansed.
Yeah. I felt after what happened on our holiday, it needed a refresh, a shake-up. Do you want to tell them what happened, or should I?
You can start. I can finish it.
Trisha, yeah, Brett knows Trisha by now, was so excited to host Easter at her house. I mean, she just could not wait. She was like, Trisha will get very, very manic and then very, very depressive. And she was on a very manic high. Okay. And she was like... Please let me have Caesar. Please let me have Caesar. And we really like to go to the club. We really just, it's just easy. You know, we get our family picture taken. The Easter bunny's there. The boys love it. Well, no, she was.
It's much more like sweet to have it at someone's house, though. Okay. You guys go to the club for everything.
Okay. That's coming from a pagan. So Trisha's all excited, right? We get there after church. Lauren came. Her girlfriend Alexis came, who looked gorgeous. Oh my God. She looked gorgeous. I was like, girl, you could not explain, you know.
Stop.
It would take 10 days for you to explain what you're doing, Lauren.
Enough.
Okay. We get to Trisha's house, right? Did you notice it or did I notice? Who noticed the smell?
I have a pretty good sense of smell. I said it, you know,
you kind of
like whisper to you, but you, mm-hmm. you then yelled, you know.
Well, Lauren kind of looked at me like, Bonnie, there is a smell in here, you know, and I'm like, didn't have to tell me twice, you know, I smell it.
Yeah, it was smelled like what would you call it? Like,
it garbage. Smelled like an embalming center, a morgue. Is that what they call it? Whatever.
Yeah.
It smelled like dead bodies and dead animals and dead.
What I'm wondering is, like, mm-hmm. did Trisha not smell that?
Trisha got COVID.
You know what I mean?
Ago, lost her taste and smell because she has no immune system. I mean, you've seen her. She's got the bird legs, the bird arms. She has okay. She can't get warm. Her extremities are always freezing cold. So, no, she probably couldn't smell it.
That makes more sense.
Right. But everybody else in the house could. So I'm thinking, speak up. See something.
Sad.
Well, they just let her drown because I'm looking in the fridge. I'm looking at the food. I'm like pulling the food out. I'm pulling the mac and cheese out. And I'm thinking, you know, there's baked beans with like a layer of mold on the top. Lauren, just say
fuzzy,
it. You know?
Fuzzy mold.
Right.
Yeah.
So you went to speak to her because I said, I'm leaving. I'm going to the club. This is disgusting. You were like, please, Molly, wait. Please, please, please. I don't want to be upset.
I felt bad.
Well, you have some secret, whatever. So she was like, I'm going to go talk to Trish, find out what happened. And you can tell the folks what happened when you found Trish in the laundry room and got it out of her.
Yeah, Trish had prepped all of the food like an entire week, maybe more beforehand.
Maybe more.
I think it was probably more than a week. Yeah. I think she was trying to make it easy on herself because she was doing all the work. So she prepped literally everything, like even like down to the ham. Like she baked it.
Right.
And then just stuck it back in the fridge.
Honey baked, you know, fresh from March. Fresh from, you know, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. I don't know what she was thinking.
She was totally having a panic attack in the mudroom, hyperventilating. Longer's in there like, what's the problem, girl? Hey, well, you know, everybody's, you know, they're leaving. Bonnie's leaving. And she was like, admitted that what had happened was she had prepped the food nearly 3 weeks earlier. Okay.
Yeah.
She doesn't totally have a grip on refrigeration, right? Like, I think
she just doesn't cook.
I just think she thought refrigerating something was like freezing it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I also think perhaps I'd have a hunch if I really was going to say, I have a hunch that maybe she did freeze it and then like took it out 3 days ago. And then there was some kind of defrost, whatever it was. It was all rotten. Disgusting.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I go in there, you know, banging on the door. I'm like, what's going on? You know, it's 12:30. Everybody's pissed. Everybody's hangry. And she's like, I have a backup. Like, please don't leave. Please don't go to the club. And in my mind, part of me is thinking like, well, I don't have a reservation at the club because I promised, you know, to do your rinky dink stupid idea. And she was like, please don't leave. I said, all right. She said she had a backup. She gets in. I don't know if we've told people this, but she has the biggest Yukon, white Yukon, that you could possibly find.
Yeah.
And she gets in it, her little tiny.
Isn't it funny when she gets out of it?
Hilarious. She just lets it slide out of it. You know?
Like, her leg jump. Like searches for the ground, you know?
Right. It's kind of like a little kid going, like getting off of a play jungle gym that's too big for them. Okay.
Yeah.
And she has her tiny head, you know, whatever the case. Right. No. She peels the hell out of the house. And I'm thinking, TikTok, Clarice, you know, like, you got 10 minutes. Well.
I offered to go, too, but she was, I think, so embarrassed that she just wanted to handle it herself.
Yeah, she was like, help is on the way. You know, she was just totally like.
I even told her, like, we could do, like, Uber Eats or something, you know, mm-hmm. something like that easy. She wouldn't have to go anywhere. But, like, I don't think she understood what that was.
Right. And you've probably delivered Uber Eats before, right? So you're totally familiar with the app.
I do.
Okay.
I've done that before.
Okay. We'll cut that out. So Trisha mm-hmm. comes back. Tell them what she came back with. This was her backup plan. Honest to God. She knew in her head she was guilty because she knew. You know, she's probably going to poison all of us. So the last night, she's probably in her bed like, oh, what do I do? The food's going to get everybody, you know.
Yeah, about three orders of 50 chicken nuggets from McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like 15 Big Macs.
Yeah.
A bunch of McFlurries.
She comes in, puts it all down the counter, and I go, I guess it's Obeester. You know, I guess that's what we're doing here because I couldn't believe it. I mean, I'm sitting there.
I love McDonald's.
We know, darling. I'm sitting there, gorgeous, you know, Diane von Furstenberg dress, you know, at the kids, the boys to the nines are so cute. I like to match them. They're just so cute. They're young, you know, they're I'm thinking like, these are our kids' memories and you're going to bring McDonald's in here. But then she did have me. A special Oreo McFlurry, which I love, extra Oreo. It's just like, it's basically like eating a bowl of Oreos with some milk in it. It's so good, so crunchy. It's like Oreo cereal.
Oh, man.
And I knew.
I didn't realize you got a special one.
Well, special McFlurry for a special girl. So, yeah, it's like, I just sat there. I prayed. I put my head down. I said, what will you have me do? You know, where will you have me go? What will you have me say? And to whom? You know, the whole nine yards. And God said, eat this McFlurry and yeah, pat your friend on the back, give her a break. So I did. And I was starting to come down off of the rage and the disappointment. And things got fired up again. Caleb comes down. Now, all these kids, like my two sons, Jacob and Caleb, and Trisha's daughters, Zoe and Abby,
not Blake. Blake was not allowed to be a part of Easter per the church's request, bless her heart. So she went to a babysitter. Those kids have been friends for a long time. So they, you know, when we have family gatherings and stuff, they run around the house. Lauren, are you paying attention? Are you like shopping on Zara or Patagonia? Yeah, pay attention.
I was looking at McDonald's menu.
Okay. Well, for the love of God. You're going to get mad cow disease if you eat it, you know, for the 10th time this week. Kids always play all over the house. They play, you know, in the backyard on the swing set. They go down in the basement. They full ran the house. So Caleb comes down. What did he say? He was like, Mama, why don't you see what the other kids are making upstairs? Like, you should go check it out, Mama. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, God damn it to hell. I don't want to go clomp up the stairs in my YSL's hand. I'm not in the mood. Sometimes, you know, you get to a point where you're like, it can't be something I've never seen before. You know what I mean? I'm thinking like they're playing Legos or they're doing the Mario Kart and they want to show me a score or something. I'm not interested. So I said, Lauren.
Yeah.
You know. Hop to, get up there, take a picture of it, send it to me. And that's when things took a turn.
Yeah. So Bonnie sent me upstairs.
Right. Alexis went with you because you guys are pretty codependent. Really toxic.
No comment on that. But I had my phone ready to take a picture. Going up the stairs, and I turn the corner, and Jacob has his two hands up, honking Trisha's daughter's breasts, and they're making out. So Alexis, you know, put my camera down because that would be weird if I
took a picture. Child porn, pedophilia, the whole thing.
Yeah. So then we you know, we didn't say anything. We just, you know, ran back down the stairs, and I immediately told Bonnie. She didn't believe me though.
She's so bright. Alexis is so bright. She should be in PR. She should work for, you know, the next administration, not this one, you know, waste of time, but the next one, maybe whoever it is. She comes down and here's the thing. Lauren's kind of a drama queen. Lauren likes to stir the pot. Lauren, you know, sometimes feels a little insecure about her life and she wants to come in and go, well, look at this train wreck. I don't feel so bad about myself. So she comes down. She's like, Miss Bonnie, there's a problem upstairs. And I'm like, yeah. And she proceeds to tell me that there's some kind of hanky-panky going on. And I'm like, bull honky. You know, my ass. I didn't believe that. You know, these are kids.
Why would I make that up? Why? I have no reason to make that up.
I thought you were just trying to cause a problem. The whole nine yards. So then Alexis, you know, lays the gauntlet.
The exact same thing.
She gives the...
Says that I'm telling the truth.
Yes. Yes, she did. She gives the confirmation. She says, actually, Bonnie, you know, and Alexis just has a more diplomatic tone and way of, you know, she put her hand on my shoulder. Bonnie, the kids are upstairs being inappropriate. Well, then it was just like all hell broke loose, you know, because like, we're all running up the stairs, kind of like running over each other, the whole thing. But then in my brain, kind of like the McDonald's thing, you know how I was just saying, I realized like, oh, well, if I eat the McDonald's, then I get a McFlurry. I was thinking like, well, if these two are canoodling, that means no more Tiffany. Remember Tiffany?
Yeah.
You did if not the folks like at Tiffany. Home, yeah. If the folks at home do not remember Tiffany. Tiffany was a goth who'd wear, you know, rolled up Sophie shorts and Monsters, Inc. socks, you know, over the knee and longboard and be in the basement with all the boys. I mean, she just totally made me completely uncomfortable. So I thought, well, I'd rather Zoe than Tiffany. You have to find the lesser of two evils. Okay. We have the feline in the shot. Hey, girl.
Not going to apologize.
Okay. Not professional. I lost my train of thought because it always triggers scary images when I see the cat.
We need to talk about that at some point.
Oh, sure.
Why that
sure.
is.
Sure. So anyway, Jerry, Trisha's husband, was shit pissed. Like, he was livid. And that made John, my husband, even more livid. Because he's like, my son's not good enough for your daughter. What are you talking about? You know. And yeah,
it was loud in there.
Loud, loud. Like,
I had to step away for a little bit.
Yeah. Me too. Me too. When I saw you leaving, I was like, me too. I'm going to ski that loud too. It was kind of like a polar bear and a black bear. Like, ah, you know, fun.
Yeah.
Exactly. But they, you know, they worked it out. They had a little physical altercation. Then they wound up on the trampoline. So I think the Johnny Walker Black came out. You know, their friend Jose Cuervo came out, and they wound up on the trampoline. They were like, "We're gonna put the head." I mean, they're literally like the kids. They're like, "We're gonna put the soap on the trampoline," and yeah, we're over it. So it is what it is. The kids are obviously an item. And now I've just shifted my focus to, you know, the vitamins that we need to get for Zoe. You know?
What do you mean?
The Flintstone vitamins. Wink, wink, Lauren. Quick on the uptake. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The BC. I don't, you know... I don't know if this is PC or whatever. I mean, look, we understand, especially after Sunday, that Trisha has somewhat of an intellectual disability. You know, we just did.
Bonnie.
So I don't want that
that's
in my gene pool. I just don't. So they can kiss and hold hands and go see Scream or whatever they want to do. But I don't need any, you know.
You know, they're young. I don't think that'll happen.
Okay. Well, have you ever taken a science class? It's not that hard to happen. You know, I know for you, it's never been a concern.
Well, yeah.
The whole thing. Was your kiss man, woman?
We're not going to talk about.
First kiss?
Hmm.
Okay.
This is your show.
We'll talk off air. We'll talk. What's it called? Gold Star? I'm sure you're not. Anyway, I just need to go over. I need to get on a conference call. I might have you get on that call as well because I do need some backup with that. Because, I mean, it's like I'm going to have to be like, Trisha, how do I tell her your daughter needs to be on birth control because I don't want your neuroses in my family?
Well, you don't have to tell her that. You just can say that you want them to have safe sex if they're having
Don't say S-E-X, please, please.
Sex. S-E-X. Sex.
Safe. I want them to
safe sex.
I want them to be good Christians, good kids, and if we need a little insurance, you know, life insurance.
I don't think you should bring up the bad genes, and that's the reason why you don't want them to. You know,
I shouldn't bring up the disability and the
yeah.
You know,
don't do that.
Who knows what would
she doesn't need to know that. Because they say it
skips a generation. So if we have Trisha. Two daughters, you know, ding, ding, ding. It would be fall in my lap. And that would be just my karma. So figure it out. Anything else you want to talk about today? Anything else you want to get into? Do you like my earrings? Very J-Lo.
Yeah, J-Lo.
I think I would be cute with like a half. This is kind of
you should wear your hair a little different.
Kind of look like I'm in a sitcom. Like I'm like, come downstairs. I'm folding the laundry. I'm pissed.
I look like you from Seventh Heaven or something.
Yeah, Seventh Heaven.
You love that show.
Do you remember that? Well, until my daddy turned out to be a pedo.
Did he?
Yeah, he had a bunch of child porn. What was the theme song of that show?
Seventh Heaven.
Walking down the street. Or what was it? I don't know.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
I only know that Seventh Heaven part.
That's what America was a safe place to be, you know. It's when you weren't
worried. Yeah, I remember the scene where the husband gets so mad at the wife for smoking weed.
Oh yeah. Totally. Yeah. If that were Trisha's life, she would be getting the heck kicked out of her every day, you know. She tokes quite a bit. Which actually I think that's the basis for the two of y'all's connection.
I think the marijuana is kind of where that has been bred. Anyway,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Lauren, the hair is the giveaway. You know, the guitars, the, you know, we know you take a ride on the Mary Jane every other day. So, and that's, so it's all fine. And dandy cotton candy. I'm going to go. I got a lot of stuff to do, and I'm going to be buzzing you in about 2 hours for this group call. So please be prepared for what you are going to contribute.
I'll be there. Can you give me permission to like mute you? I'll figure it out.
Mute my boss. What would you say? What are you going to say to Trisha that's so enlightened that I couldn't possibly come up with?
It's not that I need to say anything. It's that I need to protect Trisha from things you might say.
All right.
So,
well, we'll let everybody know how that goes next week. I love y'all. Please leave us a 5-star review. Please share this with your friends and family. Tell them it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Absolutely. More. That's French. Absolutely. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bonnie hopes you've enjoyed your precious time with her today. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email thebonniebarnesshow@gmail.com. Address all inquiries to Bonnie's assistant, Lauren. Miss Bonnie doesn't have time to be chatting with y'all off air. Come back soon now. You hear?